The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
Want to jump into an email that I got from Jacob, and you're a woman, Kelly, so maybe you can help here. Jacob had emailed me directly, and I was like, man, why are you coming to me?
Well, people start trusting us now.
I know.
We do a lot of advice on the show.
I know. So he says, hey, been with my girlfriend a couple months. From the start, I was going through EMT class and finally passed. She supported me and was patient the entire time. And then he asked, what's a great gift I could give her to show my appreciation for her support and patience? So, like, I was like, huh. Well, I got back to him. I was like, hey, congratulations. So your question is, what gift should you give your girlfriend of a couple months for supporting you while you finished school? And then asked, did she support you financially or emotionally? Like, I wanted to know, what was she, like, helping you get through school financially? Or was it just, like, being an emotional support, you know, there? And he said, well, she wasn't able to financially support him, but she definitely did emotionally and helped with anything I asked. So, that being the case, I mean, gifts when you are newly dating is always kind of awkward, I got to think.
But you know what? I honestly think I don't think he can go wrong.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because, yeah, I mean, anything that he does, any gesture is going to be, like, probably unexected and appreciated.
Okay. All right. So the pressure isn't really that high for this early gift.
No, it's not like Valentine's Day where it's expected that she knows she's going to be getting something.
All right. So what should I write, Pat?
I wish there was a website or some sort, you know how there's like a tip card,
yeah,
and you can just like go down to how much I spend, okay, that's how much I should tip. I wish there was like a tip card for this kind of thing, like if you want to give appreciation gifts, this is what's appropriate.
As a woman, are you expecting a gift? I don't think you are, right?
I wouldn't be.
Okay. All right. So anything he does, any gesture of appreciation should be well received. So this should be an easy one.
It should be. I mean, but it's a little difficult in the fact that there really isn't any sort of a playbook as far as a typical gift.
A typical gift for supporting emotionally.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if it's just, like, I would say a card and flowers, like, I feel like you could do that and just say, hey, thank you for being there for me, and I appreciate it. You know, I couldn't have gotten through these past couple months without you. You're really special to me.
And listen, you know, flowers for, like, seemingly no reason, always amazing.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, I think sometimes that means even more than getting a gift that you think you're, you know, might be somewhat expecting.
All right. Cool. I think that's an easy one. All right, Jacob. So there you go. So,
or just a nice dinner. Yeah, I mean, really, anything he wants to do,
yeah,
I think, is going to be appreciated by her.
Yeah.
Because it's the gesture of her knowing that he recognized that she was there for him and supported him and that he really appreciates that. I mean, that right there.
Right. And I think, you know, if he does nothing, you know, nothing's lost. But if he does even the littlest thing, then that goes far.
Exactly.
All right. Cool. All right, Jacob. There you go.
So good luck. We didn't really tell you anything.
Well, we're just saying, hey, the playbook's open there, man. You can get her a bag of Twizzlers and say, you know, or I mean, my point
Maybe
is
not Twizzlers.
Get her a bag of her favorite candy or something like that, and just say, hey, you know what? Thinking about you, appreciate it. You know, it doesn't have to be an expensive gift. You don't have to buy her an engagement ring, but just like, hey, you know, I appreciate you. Thank you for being there for me emotionally. All right.
Yeah. You know, write her a nice, you know, letter that goes along with that too, because, you know, writing your feelings on paper is always good too.
I like that. All right.
Okay. Out the gate already.
All right.
Solving issues.
I love it. Coming up here in just a little bit, your feel good story. We do those every single hour throughout the morning. Plus setting the bar before the end of the hour here on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Every single hour we do this, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So it's Earth Month, Earth Day coming up.
Yep.
Panera decided that they want to celebrate in a really unique way.
I saw this. This is great.
They're giving away bicycles that feature a bread bowl instead of a basket.
I had to do a double take when I saw this. Like, is it a bread bowl warmer? Is it like a pouch that you can put your bread bowl in? Or is it actually made out of bread?
I think so. I'm trying to really expand the picture because I was thinking, okay, so is this something you can gnaw on while you're pedaling? No, it's an insulated bread bowl basket.
Okay.
Fully equipped to keep food inside at an ideal temperature.
Right. This is good.
So, yeah, and the whole point of the bike is they're, you know, trying to inspire people to ride a bike rather than a car.
Yeah.
You know, for hashtag Earth Day.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're giving away 30 bikes. So if you want to enter, you have to go to breadbowlbike.com and sign up.
Man.
30 bikes.
All right.
30 winners. And then they're also doing the whole half off one soup with the code COOLFOOD50 through the 22nd, too. Yeah. So you can get your own little bread bowl.
I'll tell you.
That you can eat.
If I have an option of eating soup out of a regular bowl or eating soup out of a bread bowl, I'm choosing bread bowl every single time.
Yeah. Those are tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the really unique thing is the bread bowl basket on this bike looks like an edible bread bowl from what I'm looking at. So don't be confused. It is to warm your food.
Nice.
If you're going to bike, go get some takeout. There you go. I thought that was pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
I'm calling that a feel-good.
All right, sure.
At Ben and Kelly Show, we'll tweet it. You can see it.
Do you remember the listener we spoke with? It would have been now probably, what, 2-3 weeks ago? Where he had a girlfriend who had an ex-boyfriend who wanted to come into town, stay with her for a week while he was interviewing, right?
And we were all like, that's a little weird. You're right to be upset about that. That is Paul.
So ever since that saga went down, it's just been kind of radio silence from Paul. So I was like, you know what? I should just ping him. Just see if he can either jump on the phone with us or send us back a note or whatever. And
well, at one point, you were texting him in the middle of the show.
In real time, yeah.
So I really felt like we were on a different level with our relationship with him.
Yeah, I did. I shot him a note last night, just said, hey, buddy, hope everything's great. Can we talk to you or can we, you know, what's up? He did just get back with us this morning. So I'll tell you what he has to say coming up about 7:30, okay?
All right, for the hashtag what about Paul people.
Yeah, so this is literally only for the people who have been so invested in the what about Paul movement. I wanted to follow up with him. I thought that
it became a movement.
I thought that this book was closed. This chapter was closed because we literally had several days devoted to Paul and his situation.
Yeah, and we're still invested.
We are. We are, Kelly.
I can't quit you.
I can't quit you, Paul. All right, so we'll, trust me, like, I tweeted out the original podcast so you can get yourself caught up before we give you the update, all right? I like I said, I'm going to see if I can actually get him on the phone. If not, he messaged me, but whatever. About 7:30, okay, here on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, though, setting the bar. These are small examples of what not to do. And for the love of God, people! Can we stop doing this?
Oh my gosh, seriously?
Oh my gosh.
Seriously?
Kelly, we've had more than probably a half a dozen of these setting the bar stories in the past 12 months. Can we stop? All right? That's
probably not going to stop.
Probably not. You're not listening. Coming up next, setting the bar, 99.7. All right, setting the bar. These are small examples of what not to do. Okay. And for the love of all that's holy, can we please stop doing this?
Well, we're not in the zoo enclosure this time, are we? We've had a lot of that lately.
Nope.
We're not jumping in the zoo enclosure with the elephants today?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
What are we doing?
It involves...
Are we naked? Yeah! Naked.
If you can manage to make it through the day without getting naked for your video conference call, you're doing okay.
Why are people still doing this? Why are people still doing this? Did they not understand that with the camera on the computer, people can't see you?
Maybe that news hasn't reached Canada, because to Canada we go, where a Canadian member of parliament appeared naked in front of his colleagues when he changed out of his jogging clothes in his office, right in front of his camera.
In the middle of the meeting, he's like, oh, I need to change.
Apparently, he thought his camera was off.
Oh, yeah. But you do have to clicky-clicky that. You got to click that.
And obviously, he had gone on a bike ride, was sweaty. He's like, oh, man, I got to get on this this call. So, got on the call. His camera was on. He's changing. Listen. He was holding something that kind of blocked the bits and pieces from view.
See, now that's telling me maybe you're considering you might be able to be seen.
Let me tell you how close this was to actually being seen by the public. Because the only reason he wasn't shown on camera to the entire, like, because this is like a live on YouTube sort of thing.
Oh, gosh.
Is because he wasn't speaking. Had he been speaking, it would have gone to his camera, and you'd have seen everything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now,
what's his name? William?
William says his camera was accidentally turned on as he was changing into his work clothes after going for a jog.
Accidentally click over on its own?
Mm-hmm. And he apologizes to his colleagues in the house for this unintentional distraction. It was an honest mistake, and it won't happen again.
Honest mistake. Even though he was kind of, maybe, blocking the bits.
I don't know. It's setting the bar.
Well, at least he was doing that, my goodness.
In
he
this
was just kind of like all, you know, free, just changing everything and stuff.
Guys,
everywhere.
Video conference calls have been around for a long time. And especially in the past 13 months, we've gotten really up to speed on everything video conference calls. So this is not something new, William.
It's parliament. So you should really, really be paying super attention. Like, you know what? I would even go as far as to say that, hey, if you have a meeting for parliament, how about we get our jog done way in advance so that we are super ready to go?
William will know for next time, okay?
Yeah, he will.
All right. Okay. So again, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting naked for your video conference call, you're doing okay.
Nakedness.
DJ Act. Maybe we should have seen the writing on the wall, and maybe we were all just holding out hope that all these little signs that started to pop up the past couple weeks were just not leading to what inevitably came down yesterday, that love, in fact, yes, is dead. J-Lo and A-Rod, done.
Last month, reports were swirling that the couple had called it quits. At the time, they denied it. But this morning, J-Lo and A-Rod telling Today exclusively,
no,
we have realized we are better as friends and look forward to remaining so.
No.
We will continue to work together and support each other on our shared businesses and projects.
Stop.
We wish the best for each other and one another's children.
Oh, God, love is dead! Where do we go from here? Stream down J-Lo and A-Rod's face. Listen, it was all of our faces because they were the cutest couple. They were doing TikToks together. They seemed to be so perfect for one another.
Yeah, on YouTube, I mean, they were everywhere together. And like, they pretty much didn't do any appearances anymore apart. And then they are so intertwined. Like they said, they've got businesses together.
Man, and it was like, we didn't report it because, you know, I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but over the weekend, this past weekend, you know, she posted this little story and she wasn't wearing her engagement ring. And everybody was like, whoa, there's no ring on that left hand. And
yeah, they decided this last week, apparently.
Oh my gosh.
Just not telling us about it.
You know, you heard all those rumors and you wanted in your head to just be like, yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. They're bigger than that.
Uh-huh.
And poor,
but you know what? You know what's so bad is their kids, you know? I think they probably got used to being a family, and now they're having to go through, like, another separation. It's just really hard for the kids.
It is, I'm sure. And, you know, J-Lo's had such a a hard time finding true love. And, you know, I hope the best for her and for A-Rod. Like, they just seemed like the perfect couple. They were so cute together.
Well, yeah, when you put yourself out there as a couple publicly, you invite us all in.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, I don't think they were doing anything that normal couples don't do. But
that
they're A-list superstars, the microscope is on them. And that's hard
it's a lot.
To navigate a relationship without the microscope being on you. But then 100%. When everybody's questioning or seeing every little thing that you do and commenting on every little thing that you do, that makes it even that much worse.
Oh, yeah, no. That's why I try not to leave my house. I don't like other people's opinions.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, yeah, unfortunately, that was the news that came down yesterday afternoon. Yeah, as you said, Kelly, this is something that was decided last week, but now we're just kind of learning about it. But
And listen, when I was writing the blog to put up on our website about it yesterday over lunch, I was crying over my burger.
No.
So you know that.
That makes it feel better.
Tears on my fries.
That makes it feel better.
J-Lo and A-Rod.
All right. Feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
We are traveling to Poland for this one, where there's really been a mystery plaguing this small town. The Krakow Animal Welfare Society said in a Facebook post on Wednesday they had received a desperate call from a resident in a southern Polish city about a creature lurking in a tree.
Ooh, that is spooky. Okay.
Yeah, it's been sitting in the tree across the house for a couple of days. People aren't opening their windows. They're afraid it will go into their house.
Yeah.
Super mysterious. And so, you know, the Animal Welfare Society suggested maybe it's a bird of prey. No. I think it looks more like an iguana, but couldn't remember like the lizard's name. Initially called it a lagoon.
Okay.
Investigators were sent out to investigate. Eventually, they cracked the case.
Okay.
They spotted something in a lilac tree.
Yes.
But it had no legs or head.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun!
Okay.
We already knew we could not help this creature, they said. The mysterious lagoon was a croissant.
Hang on. So they were thinking this mysterious creature was actually a creature, but in fact it was just a breakfast pastry?
Yeah, it was a breakfast pastry. It was a croissant.
Ah.
In a tree.
Oh. Okay.
But they cracked the case, right? People are safe. There is no mysterious creature lurking and terrorizing residents anymore in a tiny town in Poland. They have discovered is indeed a pastry.
Wow. In a tree. Okay.
You know what? They should immediately think now partridge in a pear tree. So now we can maybe, and a pastry in a tree. Yeah. they can write a song about this. Yeah. It'll go down.
Yeah.
Just like the legend of the leprechaun of Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
It's the croissant of this tiny town in Poland.
Of Poland. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll tweet it out. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
And Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. That's your feel good here. We do that every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Coming up, You Laugh, You Lose on the way here in about a half an hour. Before that, the time has finally arrived. And you're like, what? What, Ben? What? Tell me.
What, Ben? What, Ben? Tell me.
So we got an update from Paul. Paul was a listener we spoke to literally 3 weeks ago. I mean, he's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, we've held on to him.
And it involved...
We were invested in Paul.
It involved his current girlfriend and her ex-boyfriend wanting to come into town and stay at her place for a week. She was considering it. He was like, whoa, isn't that a red flag? And we were all like, yes! And
we were texting him in the middle of the show and everything.
Yeah,
and
it was wild.
And they, you know, she was all like, well, I don't feel comfortable staying with you, Paul. And we're like, but you're her boyfriend. And we were all like, what's happening?
Yeah, and then she kind of walked back and whatever. Anyways, we'll recap you all, but he replied to us. We got his reply. It's an update for you coming up. Okay, so several weeks ago, we got a phone call from Paul, who has a girlfriend with an ex-boyfriend, and I'll let him say that part.
She has an ex that she dated for a while. and he's coming into town, mm-hmm. and he's going to stay with her for a week.
Right.
And I'm not cool with that.
Right.
So I don't know if I'm overreacting, if I have anything to worry about, if anybody else, maybe I'm the only one that doesn't, you know, hang out with their exes. I don't know. But it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, so we were all like, yo, yeah, that's not kind of not cool. And when we suggested that she, meaning his girlfriend, stay with Paul for the week that her ex was going to be in and that the ex stay at her place, she said she didn't feel like their relationship was there yet. Later, backtracking and saying, well, she'd be willing to start taking those steps and her ex would get a hotel, you know, for that week. And that's kind of where we left it.
And we've all been wondering,
yeah.
What about Paul?
I know. Like, for the last 3 weeks, we've been getting listeners that have been chiming in and then hashtag, what about Paul? And
yeah, you know, have you heard that, from Paul?
Yeah, what about Paul? So I reached out to Paul last night. And I just said, hey, do you want to come on the show? Just give us an update. Because I feel, because I want to say that the timeline, it was like, it would have happened. That week would have taken place here in the, like, either 2 weeks ago or last week or something like that. Anyways, and so he wrote back, and here's what he said. Hey, guys, I feel like a celebrity with all the attention I've been getting on your show. I'm flattered.
He should, because he's bona fide. He's part of the family.
Anyway, the ex was in town this past week, and things were okay, I think. I never saw the guy, but according to my girlfriend, he was staying at a hotel downtown while he was interviewing for this job. My girlfriend was sick all week, so I didn't see her either.
Oh, really?
She texted me and told me she didn't want to get me sick, and she should probably just stay quarantined and get better. You'd be proud of me because I checked in and texted her every day and even left a little care package outside her apartment with some soup, crackers, and some cold medicine.
It's a good boyfriend, Paul.
She said, I'm so sweet, and when she feels better, we're planning a fun date night. Anyway, there's not much to report, but thank you for checking back in with me, and I'm a little embarrassed with all the attention I've been getting. I guess her ex-boyfriend got the job, so he's going to be moving back to town, but I think we're in a good place. Have a great day, Paul.
I love you, Paul.
Did you read what I read?
Yes, I feel nervous. Because is it wrong?
Is
and again,
he blind?
I don't know his girlfriend at all. But the fact that she got sick the week her ex-boyfriend was in town is interesting. And now ex-boyfriend's moving here?
Paul.
That's interesting, too.
Buddy.
That is interesting. That's interesting.
Buddy, she gets sick while he's in town and you can't go over and see her? And she can't see you because she doesn't want to get you sick. Do you hear what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Did ex-boyfriend have super immunity? I'm just asking. I'm asking.
Oh my gosh. So many people are texting in just poor Paul. Is he that naive? Is Paul naive?
No, we're not calling him that. We are calling him an amazing boyfriend. He is a super sweet guy. But I think there's a lot of us that are kind of on the same page with our fears.
Steph texts in and just says, shake him. Shake him. This bit, Paul, what are you doing? Like, listen to yourself, man. Listen to yourself.
Listen, we're so invested in Paul. We want the best
for
Paul.
Oh my gosh, he's like our little brother.
We love Paul. We're team
Paul.
Yes, he's like our little brother. We're just taking him under our wing, and we're just like, give him in a little noogie and just say, Paul.
Okay.
We're afraid maybe she's not being completely honest.
Yeah, I got a text from a listener who says, I've been, quote, sick before, quote, wink, wink. Get out, Paul. Not worth it.
Oh no. Oh, wow.
All right. So I think.
Oh, Steph is like, bless his heart.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
wow. I think we all see this. I mean, I think we need to write back, but we got to get him on the phone.
Oh,
man.
My God.
Like, we got to talk to this guy.
We're riding this freight train
world?
All the way
what
to the
What in the world,
we're
man?
We're either getting married or we're dumping her. I don't know.
We got to talk to this guy.
Oh, God.
All right. I appreciate him getting back with us, but man.
I'm so invested, but Paul, I don't feel really amazing about the situation you described. I don't feel amazing about it.
Yeah.
I don't.
All right.
I don't.
So to recap real quick. The ex-boyfriend came into town. He, quote, stayed at a hotel, according to his girlfriend. But she was sick all week. And so he couldn't see
seriously
her.
Seriously sick.
Yeah. Okay. So she had to just kind of stay quarantined to get better. The ex-boyfriend got the job. Yay for him. And so he's going to be moving back to town.
Super exciting news.
Okay. All right. All right. We gotta move on. We gotta move
that
on.
Update. I don't feel amazing about it.
We gotta move on.
We can't move on from Paul. We're invested.
We gotta move
like,
on.
Like, I am not gonna rest until I know Paul is happily married to a nice girl who appreciates him.
Listen, at some point we have to cut ourselves from Paul. This is gonna be.
I can't quit Paul. I'm not quitting Paul.
At some point, we have to move on from Paul. Like, he is gonna continue to keep frustrating us if we're just
No, he's not frustrating us. We are loving him through this. But I am hopeful.
All right.
That this will all work out and Paul will be happy in the end.
Yes.
That's what we want.
That's what we
Happiness
want.
Happiness for Paul.
That's the goal. Okay. So there's your update.
I don't feel amazing about it. Oh, God. He's so sweet.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Listener texting. Did Paul take enough soup for both of them? The ex and the girlfriend?
Oh, my God.
Stop it. All right. We're stopping. We're going to move on from him, and we're going to do other things on the show here. All right.
Okay.
Kelly, we got to get him on the phone. We do. Like, he's not talking to us anymore on the phone. I think because he doesn't want us to go in on him.
I think he knows what we're going to say.
He's just, hey, everything's great. You know,
He knows us now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. He also knows our crew.
Yeah.
He knows what people are going to say.
All right. In my mind, Ben, just hit the button. Move on. Ben, just hit the button. Move on. Ben, just hit the button.
Hit the button.
It's 99.7 DJX, those trumpets, the horns can only mean one thing. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs, loses.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's see Oh, there she is.
There's the trophy, Kelly. The trophy, the coveted You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor trophy. The trophy that everyone wants but is so elusive. Now, Kelly, you hold the one game lead, 31-30, okay?
But you hold the trophy.
I hold the
trophy. You've had it all week.
We'll see.
All right. Barbara's with me. Gavin's with you. Thank you for being on Team Kelly.
Always, you can watch online at 99.7DJX on Facebook. You laugh, you lose.
Joseph's with you.
Users go first.
Okay, that would be me, right?
Yes.
Got it.
All right,
here we go. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you like about waiters, but I think they bring a lot to the table.
Your food being one of them. Kelly, you hear about... let me start that over again.
Uh-huh. Take two.
Kelly, you hear the song about the tortilla?
I haven't heard about the song.
Actually, it was more like a rap.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the two houses that fell in love?
No.
It was a long distance relationship.
Oh, how sweet. You know, I have a ton of unemployment jokes, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
But none of them would work.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Ben, how do frogs take off Band-Aids?
How?
They rip it off.
They rib it off.
Close. It rhymes. Rip it. It's ribbit.
They rib it off, right?
Are you fighting me on my punchline?
Kelly, a little boy asks his dad, do trees poop? Dad says, yeah, of course. Where do you think number two pencils come from?
Good one. Yeah, I'd believe that 100%.
Yep.
By the way, shout out to Jacqueline. She sent me a lot of these jokes.
Okay.
What do you call a Volkswagen driver that got all A's in school?
My daughters.
That's cute, but that's not funny.
Oh.
Do you want to know my answer?
Sure.
Farf and Flunkin.
Ah.
Shout out to my husband who made that one up last night.
Why do divers fall off the boat backwards?
Why do divers fall off the boat backwards?
Because if they fell forwards, they'd still be on the boat.
True statement.
Mm-hmm.
Logistically speaking, yes, true statement. What do you call a walking mosquito?
What?
An itch hiker.
Kelly, why did the duck get arrested? For smoking quack.
Kids' drugs are bad. Why do melons have weddings?
Why?
Because I can't elope.
Kelly, what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
What is the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
One's really heavy, the other's a little lighter.
True statement.
Thank you.
Why aren't there any casinos in Africa?
Why?
Too many cheetahs.
Hey-o! You know, I told my four-year-old nephew that it's completely normal to sometimes accidentally poop your pants.
Really?
But he still won't stop making fun of me.
A lot of poop jokes today, Derby.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, Ben, I have an intense fear of speed bumps.
You do?
Slowly getting over it, though.
Ah, yes. What do you call a Jamaican proctologist?
What do you call a Jamaican proctologist?
Pokemon!
It was the gesture!
For those of you who weren't watching, I like wet my thumb and I made a gesture.
Licked it.
And that put me over the edge. Stupid.
I mean, my mouth was gaping open. I'm like, oh my God.
So you're going to have to go back and watch the video on that one to really get why I lost it on the stupid proctologist joke.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh.
All right. I just...
Well, congratulations, wow. Kelly. That one's yours right there.
Come back to mama. Come
yours.
Back to mama.
That one's yours. All right. You won. You got it. Whatever. You laugh, you lose. Stupid game anyways. It's a stupid game anyways.
It is dumb. It's so dumb.
99.7 DJX. Man, I tell you, there's some gossip rolling around. Royal family. Apparently, Prince William and Prince Harry are set to, you know, reunite for the first time in more than a year at Prince Philip's funeral. Their grandpa, you know. But they ain't going to be close to one another. Apparently, according to Buckingham Palace, Prince William and Prince Harry will not be walking next to each other behind Prince Philip's coffin, which is tomorrow. I think they're having the funeral tomorrow. Instead, their cousins, Peter Phillips, Princess Anne, and Mark Phillips' son will be in between them. So they're not even putting them together.
Well, I kind of feel like that's okay, given the current climate of their relationship.
And remember, Meghan Markle ain't even over there.
That's probably best.
You know, convenient that she's pregnant in this instance, for sure.
Yeah.
There were some people that were expecting them to walk together at the funeral. But, you know, ever since that Oprah interview and all that stuff, man.
Yeah, they have some things to discuss. I think naturally the family's a little upset at some accusations thrown at them and labels thrown at them. So, yeah, they're going to have some talking to do before they should walk together.
I mean, I feel like how big of a deal is it to actually walk together? Like, you can actually...
from what I saw them say in the Oprah interview.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't feel like that's a huge deal. Like, just walk together. It's your grandpa's funeral, for goodness sakes. Like,
yes, but maybe the different placement is probably best for all involved because the focus should be on their grandpa.
All right. Yeah. Anyways, all right. Because we're all about that royal gossip, are we not?
I like to think that they're just sitting there in their castle, wearing their crowns, eating lots of chocolate. I'm guessing they probably would help supply chocolate.
It's the little biscuits with their tea.
And what, chocolate-covered croissant scones?
Oh, that sounds delicious,
too. Enjoying life. All right. Because, you know, royalty.
Sure, royalty. Olivia Rodrigo. So, artist Bebe Rexha, you know, she's done some stuff for us over the years, and she's got a new album coming out in May and dropped a new video last night. But, you know, she has just recently, answered a bunch of questions, you know, when she was on a show. And it's funny because, you know, they asked, you know, one of those questions was, hey, first time you heard one of your songs on the radio. And
that happened here, didn't it?
And she answered. She didn't shout DJX out, but it was on DJX.
I think I was in Kentucky.
That's right.
And I was at a gas station at like 1 a.m.
Yeah, it was at the BP gas station. And I remember her record label sent me the video of her absolutely like losing it, hearing her song on the radio at the time on playing on DJX.
And I wanted to run inside to buy some candy into the gas station. And when I came back out, my manager had opened up all the windows and was blasting "I Can't Stop Drinking About You"
yep.
when it got added to a radio station.
That was us.
I think there's a video out there on the internet somewhere. I was literally like, I was so happy. I just couldn't believe it. It was like the best time ever.
Yeah, I love hearing that. Like
yeah,
that.
And she had a little performance at the Hard Rock Cafe we were at, right? Because I remember bringing my kids. My kids were really little.
Right.
And they were dancing on the side of the stage.
Yeah.
And we were thinking, yeah, she's going to be a big star.
Yeah, so I love hearing her reminisce about that and that we are a part of that history with her. But anyways, if you want to see that new video that she just dropped last night, we got it posted for you, WDGX.com, click watch. All right, coming up next, how do you get rid of a rumor that started on the internet?
I mean, it's like the worst, because then it's just the court of public opinion. Like, are they going to believe you? Are they going to believe the internet?
I mean, people
can just make up whatever they want, put it out there, and it spreads like wildfire.
So that is the case with our listener, who we're going to keep anonymous. She asked us to, you know, not say her name or whatever. But yeah, that's coming up here after Tate McRae on 99.7 DJX. You ever have one of those issues and you're like, man, I don't know who to ask. Everybody around me is kind of too close to the situation. So you come to us, you message us, we'll toss it out to the group, see what we can do for you, all right?
We call it group therapy.
Sure. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so we're going to keep you anonymous, as you requested, and when we read this, like, it's unbelievable. So I'm going to stop talking and let you kind of tell us what you're dealing with right now.
So I live in southern Indiana, but I'm from a small town in southeast Kentucky.
Okay.
Anyway, I gave birth to a beautiful baby who is now 7 months old.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. About a month after my daughter was born, this like bizarre, crazy rumor went around that I actually had twins.
You had twins?
Yeah.
Okay.
But get this, but that I adopted out the disabled child and kept the healthy baby.
Hang on. Okay, so you said there's a rumor that started going around that you actually had two babies. One of them was disabled. You adopted that baby out and kept the other?
Yeah, and I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's obviously not true.
Right.
And I, the one giving birth, would have definitely noticed another baby coming out of me.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. So how did you find out about this rumor? Like, how did this start?
Well, I started getting these messages after I posted my daughter's picture on Facebook from people back home in Kentucky asking, where's my other baby? Where's my other baby? And they hope that the other baby never finds out, and, you know, how rude and stuff like that.
That is wild.
So, I mean, like, outright rudeness from these people, weird questions from these people, like, okay, now it's not funny anymore. Like, it's no longer funny.
Yeah.
I really don't know how to prove the non-existence of this other baby they made up, or, I mean, some people seem intent on believing what they want to believe.
Has you're married, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, what's your husband doing? Has he said anything about it?
Oh, my God. He is, like, really upset. Like, he's outraged, and he's even considered a legal recourse, you know?
Right.
But it's hard because we can't trace who started the rumor.
My gosh. That is wild.
Yeah. So, like, my question is, like, how can I clear my name? I mean, I'm not going to post my medical information on freaking social media,
right.
Facebook.
But right.
I really don't know. Like, how do I clear my name?
You're like, guys, look, there's a birth certificate. I had one baby. Here it is. Man, that is the most bizarre thing I have heard in a while.
Like who does that? Who makes up rumors like that?
I'm thinking, do you have any beef with old high school peers or group of mean girls or something that is just out to get you? I don't understand this.
If we still have beef after all these years,
that's on them, right?
Yeah, I haven't lived there for a while. So.
Right. Well, hang on, because we got... We have smart listeners, and I'm sure someone, you know, who's way more smarter than, like, me or Kelly can chime in with maybe just a, hey, this is what you should do. We'll try to help you out, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ribless Chrissy for the win. She says, post the ultrasound.
Yeah, several
people do that, like, as part of their baby announcements.
Right. Several people on Facebook are already saying that, too. Like, Kylie, hey, maybe if you have an ultrasound picture that isn't too revealing, post that and maybe a little statement. And then, yeah, Chelsea's like, ultrasound picture, maybe? Documentation from the doctor that there was indeed only one baby in utero? I mean, and she then says, I'm having twins, and it's definitely noticeable. People are insane. Yeah, I mean, like, I...
Okay, yeah, I like that idea because, you know, the ultrasound right there, that's not going to put, like, all your personal medical information out there. Yeah. And a lot of people actually do that anyway as part of their baby announcement.
Yeah, and I got to think that she's has an ultrasound that shows both. Oh, I'm sorry, that wouldn't show both. That would just show one. Because
exactly, yes. Yeah,
because I know that there are some ultrasounds that just show one baby when there's actually two.
That should be enough, though, for most people who have heard this rumor to be like, oh, all right, well, that's weird. Why did somebody say that? Because and I understand why she's so upset. I mean, that makes her look like an awful person.
Yeah.
To think that she had two babies. Well, that one is less than perfect, so I'm going to give that one away.
Yeah. Leanne says, why does she have to prove anything to anyone? Well, I mean...
That's true, but I get, you know,
sure,
why she's
too.
Upset with getting all of these messages and this reputation where she grew up that she kind of, you know, did this.
If you've got a better suggestion than the ultrasound picture, would love to hear that. But I think that's what we're saying at this point.
That's
all right?
A really good idea.
Yeah. 502-571-9970. That's the phone number. Or you can always chime in at... via text or at Ben and Kelly Show. Group therapy is wild. A listener reached out to us and is like, hey, do you have any suggestions on how to squash a rumor on the internet? The rumor is, Kelly, I'll let you explain this one.
Well, the rumor was that she didn't give birth to just one baby, that she actually had twins. One had some sort of disability, and she gave that one away, gave it up for adoption, and kept the healthy baby. And it's just not true. She just had one baby, and she can't seem to figure out where in the heck this rumor started, but it's kind of like she's getting all these messages.
Right.
From people from her hometown, which is pretty small, who, you know, they all think she's an awful person for doing this. Like, why are you selectively keeping a healthy baby and giving another one that's less than perfect away? And she obviously doesn't want people thinking that's the case.
Yeah, it is funny. I mean, we're getting like responses from people that are everything from not even believing any of this. Like, it's like, girl, that's a little bit too out there to be real. And I'm like, I don't know.
Ina said, I was going to ask if there was a jealous ex.
Yeah.
But you're married. This is bizarre. Someone is completely jealous. My best advice is to ignore it. But I understand if you can't. Someone suggested posting ultrasound pictures. That's a great idea. But you're under zero obligation to prove yourself. They could say it's doctored. But at this point, just try that and stay close to the people who truly have your back.
Yeah, I did see someone. I can't remember if this person had texted us or had messaged us, but said, you know, most hospital records will say, like, just... Like
single birth.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, maybe if it's worth it to you, you just, you know, maybe post that little part of the thing in the comments, maybe. I don't know. I mean, but like, I've seen.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah. I've seen some wild things on Facebook. So, you know, whatever you do is not going to be anything no one has seen before. So,
Well, yeah, Jenny said stuff like this can be so hard to kill. Once people believe it, they often won't change their mind, even with absolute proof. I think if I were in your shoes, I'd focus on the people in your life who are being rational, kind humans. This can be an opportunity to have a strong circle of friends who know you, who will be there for you and your new kiddo. I'm hoping for the very best for you. And then Tanya is like, I was kind of in the same situation. She says, in 2006, I was at work, had to leave, went to the ER, had a gallbladder removed, but rumors started that I had a baby, even though my tubes were tied 4 years earlier.
You know what? Now that you say that, there was a rumor in my high school that a girl who was in my grade, she took a period of time off from coming into school, and man, the rumors were like,
people thought she had a baby.
Oh, had a baby. Yeah. And wow. And come to think of it, like, I don't remember what ever happened with that, but that is weird how that stuff starts.
Well, gossip is so toxic, and it's social media makes it so easy to do.
Tish says, you know, she could post some medical evidence or some sort, but she won't ever convince people, so it's best just to forget about it and let people carry on. They will eventually move on to the next ridiculous thing. Or she could say, time to come clean. I had to give up my other baby because it was born as a dinosaur and I wasn't equipped to handle that.
I love it. Well, I mean, you know, at the very least, I think she could just like post something out, just put something out there to say, hey, there's this ridiculous rumor. You know, I'm completely enraged and offended that someone would make up something so vile about me. You know, just make a statement about it and just say, listen, you know, whoever you are, I hope you can sleep at night because this is awful and it's not true.
I think ultrasound's a way to go. You know,
that's the best way to do it.
Just blur out like any personal information that may be on there before you post
that. That would be enough for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, maybe even like a semi-snarky comment that is just like, you know, people were wondering, here's my beautiful single baby in the womb, or whatever, you know, whatever your baby's name is or whatever, you know.
Exactly, because I think there's would be a lot of other reactions too, just like our listeners are reacting to this.
Yeah.
You know, if for people that maybe hadn't heard it, to be, you know, jumping on board saying, who in the heck would do that, make up such an awful rumor?
Right. All right. You can hear the original call at Ben and Kelly Show. Did you see finally, that the organizers of the Fyre Festival were hit with the class action lawsuit? Like, this was...
Well, no, this has been going on for 4 years. They were hit with the lawsuit four years ago, but they just now settled it.
Settled it. Yes, exactly. Sorry, that's what I meant. But I guess everyone's going to receive about $7,200. Who was listed in the...
That could go lower, though, because there's like a bankruptcy situation going on, too.
Did you ever watch that Netflix special? I know, like, Amazon Prime and Netflix and maybe one other streaming service had their own Fyre Festival kind of expose documentary at around the same time. But it was wild. Just to kind of, like, back you up a little bit, this was this festival that was supposed to happen on this small island, and it was going to be for the elite, like the A-listers, people who just had money and they didn't know what to do with it.
Like a Coachella on this private island, like it was going to be amazing.
Yeah,
then this one viral tweet kind of started this whole big spiral downward of this, like, cheese sandwich that was really not up to par of what they were expecting with the food and the accommodations and all the stuff. There was like 277 people that actually went. I think there were two people that actually ended up getting like $5 million settlement in the first lawsuit, but then the rest of them were a part of this class action suit.
Well, the dude who created the entire thing's in prison, but it didn't happen. Like, nothing happened except for a complete disaster. And then, yes, that photo, especially, I think Ja Rule actually tried to sell it, or maybe did, as an NFT.
He sold something else as the actual person that took the photo ended up selling that.
Oh, okay.
NFT. Yeah. It did get sold, though.
So, yeah, that whole crazy, crazy ordeal that went down 4 years ago has finally been settled. But I guess...
And Ja Rule was cleared. Like, he was not found liable, even though he was called the co-founder.
Yes.
God, so he's so been bizarre. Able to skate away.
Good for him. But anyways, yeah, $7,200, but it could be lowered, I guess, based on the bankruptcy.
Yeah, they all have to, like, vote on that, I guess. Yeah.
So,
and
wow.
And the vagrancy situation. So we'll see.
Still talking about that festival, man. That is wild. All right, feel good stories. Every hour we do this, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly Kay.
So this is a really good one. A former substitute teacher who had fallen on hard times and was living out of his car got some big help from one of his former students in like the best way. So Mr. V, he's 77, worked as a substitute teacher in California for decades. Steven Nava is a former student. I remembered meeting him back in 2014 during his freshman year of high school. And he said, you know, he was a pretty cool teacher. He wasn't like those sorts of substitutes that would just take attendance and then just let the class go crazy. He was really passionate about making sure everybody is actually getting something out of the entire lecture.
Hmm.
So after Steven graduated high school, he started noticing Mr. V in his neighborhood. And at first, he saw him at a fast food joint near where he went to college. And then he noticed that Mr. V's car would be parked in his neighborhood each morning when he went to work. But what he didn't know is that Mr. V had been living out of his car for 8 years.
Oh, wow.
So when the pandemic forced a lot of businesses and schools to close and operate remotely, he resigned from his substitute teaching job to collect his pension, but that just wasn't enough for him to sustain himself. Mm-hmm. So when Steven heard about this, he gave him $300 and a hotel room and then got him hooked up with temporary housing and started the GoFundMe that ended up raising over $27,000.
Oh, wow.
So after Steven and the community kind of got together, gave him the first check, he started another GoFundMe called Keep Mr. V Moving. And as of Tuesday, they raised more than $27,000 again, bringing the grand total to $55,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's going to use that to, you know, get a better living situation started. Just incredible. Like the kindness. And again, teachers are amazing. I mean, they really make an impact, you know, on your kids' lives. And this guy was a substitute that just happened to really, you know, strike a chord with the student. And awesome that he was able to kind of, you know, repay him in such a huge way.
That is a good one. Good one. Yeah, for sure.
That's a bona fide feel good.
I know.
It's not a bona fide feel like that. I'm not stretching the category
for
this
one. It's not about food for once.
That's right. Well, we had that a couple times. But we'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Coming up, a little setting the bar story. All right? This is a what not to do. Oh, man.
Are we naked in this one? We were naked in the last one.
I'm sorry,
we weren't naked, but the person in the story was naked.
Yeah, I mean, it involves parts of the body, that's for sure.
Mm.
Okay, so I'm going to say, let's not self-diagnose with videos on the internet, all right?
Oh, okay.
All right, that's setting the bar, all right? That's coming up.
I'm already laughing.
That's coming up, giving me just a few minutes. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. Yeah, YouTube is great place to get help with something. I mean, I use YouTube all the time with, you know, maybe DIY projects at home, tutorials for sure.
Yes.
Well, a couple drunk buddies in their 30s decided they were going to watch a YouTube tutorial that offered, quote, tips on male enhancement.
Oh, God.
So here's where the setting the bar comes to. If you can manage to make it through the day without following the advice of this bogus YouTube video and injecting yourself with cream thinking it's for male enhancement, you're doing okay.
You're injecting yourself with cream?
Anti-hematoma cream.
Why are we getting a syringe?
Anti-hematoma cream is what they used. And they decided they were going to do it to each other. Like, all right, I'm going to do you first, you do me next. And they'll be like, all right.
How in the world?
So they had some swelling. They went to the doctor. The doctor told them what was happening. And so they said, listen, rest, take some painkillers, hope the swelling will go down. The unsatisfactory part of this entire thing, we don't know the follow-up because they never came back for the follow-up.
Okay.
Now,
so
Kelly,
we're gonna hope everything went back to normal. I mean, the swelling, I think, That's success. We're calling that success, right? Is that, I mean, a little bit of minor success?
Kelly,
I don't think it was the kind of success
there are
for.
Official scientific journals that were written about this that include pictures. So if you want to click on the link.
I don't want to see the pictures. No. No, sir.
Okay. All mm-hmm. right. You don't want to?
Mm-mm. Nope. Okay, where's the link? I'll just for research purposes.
The link's on our show sheet. Open that up.
No, I don't know. I shouldn't. I'm not gonna. Well, maybe I should, just to make sure curious. That no one else does.
You're curious.
I mean.
So open it up and you can see the results of these two guys in France who decided to watch a YouTube tutorial that offered tips that were not true on how to.
Do I have to click on show more?
Enhance their male figure. You can just scroll down. They're right there.
Oh, just scroll down?
Yeah. Okay. Right there. Now you can download the full size image if you're really that.
Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah.
I can't unsee it.
Yeah. The morning. I mean, those pictures are just kind of nasty anyways. Any
really gross.
Any person within the sound of my voice who has received a picture of that on their phone knows that those aren't attractive things.
No.
Anyway.
Nope. No, they're not.
Yeah, Alexis not. Texted don't us and she was like, I just got in my car and turned the radio on and I'm scared. Yeah, I know. I know. We're all kind of scared and we're all, this is.
Unless you're a trained medical professional, and I'm not a guy, I don't have one of those, but I am guessing that you should only allow trained medical professionals to even go near that area with a needle. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah, the fact that they were like, here, I'm going to go first, and then you do me.
Not your drunk buddy.
Oh,
we don't
gosh.
Give
right.
our drunk buddy a needle and say, inject me there.
With I don't, anti-
nope. Nobody dope dope.
Hematoma cream. So this is the science portion of the program where
so much learning.
Yep. Where if you can manage to make it through the day without injecting yourself with cream, anti-hematoma cream, thinking it's for male enhancement, you're doing okay.
Well, it worked a little. Not the way they wanted though.
Kelly, let me ask, because I'm sure people who are listening are have a sick curiosity to this. Do I toss out a keyword to get it on their phones?
Oh, I don't know if that's necessary. What would your keyword be? I am curious about that.
I don't know. What do you think it should be?
Enhancement?
Oh, that's way too hard to spell.
It is really hard to spell. Sorry. How about
cream?
Cream?
Oh, wait. Then maybe that's bad.
Nope. I'm adding that to my list of words I hate.
Actually, no. Sorry. It's too late. It's cream. So just text us word.
It's not.
Yeah, text us the word cream, and we'll send you the scientific article that includes those photos of what not to do. Now be careful. I'm just going to say, listen, be careful because these are for only the medical professionals.
Oh, yeah.
In the listening yes. audience that can take a
right.
look at this.
Just the medical professionals.
And
yeah, so
and
does that mean I'm a medical professional because they popped up for me? I was able to see it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm just saying only the medical professionals should text us the word cream in order to get this article sent to them. All right. Yes. No, you got to look away at this point. You got to look away. This is setting the bar. All right. Setting the bar. Look at all the doctors we have in the listening audience. Look at all the doctors we have. We have so many doctors. This is great.
Save yourself.
That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So earlier in the show, we got an update from Paul. Now, you may... That name may ring a bell because about 3 weeks ago we talked to Paul and man, I mean, we went on a roller coaster with this listener of ours. I'm going to try to like just recap this super quick. Okay. Paul, his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend was going to come into town, wanted to stay with her for a week while he was in town. Now we suggested she stay with Paul for the week and the ex stay at her place. She said she didn't feel like their relationship was there yet. We were like, whoa. And then later she like backtracked and said that she'd be willing to start taking those steps and that her ex would just go get a hotel. And that's, I think, you know, where we left it. So we got an update from our friend, our buddy, our pal, our younger brother, Paul, this morning.
Everybody's invested.
And it made us all want to pull our hair out. So I'm going to
I wanted to scream and shake the monitor a little bit.
Yeah. So, Kelly, do you want to just paraphrase? Because I don't want to read the entire thing. But because so, you can listen back on the podcast to the entire thing at WDZX.com. Click listen.
So he said that the week that the ex-boyfriend was in, turns out that his girlfriend got sick and thought she should quarantine the entire week and not get him sick.
Uh-huh.
And then the ex-boyfriend stayed at a hotel. Uh-huh. And, oh, looky there, what luck. The ex-boyfriend got the job, so he's moving back. Yay.
There were a lot of coincidences with his update. And we all kind of left this with a feeling.
Fear she's not telling the truth.
Yeah. I mean, everybody had that red flag flying. So, listen, we don't do it justice right now. You have to listen to it in the moment because, dang.
Yeah, as the words were coming out of Paul's mouth, I was like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
That was my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't feeling amazing about the update. Paul still feels secure in his relationship.
Yeah, and that's good.
So that's really all that matters.
That's all that matters.
But we are hoping for the best.
Yeah.
There is a, you know, our group is feeling not super great about the situation, maybe not as secure as Paul is feeling right now. We're hoping we're wrong.
Got a tweet from Gary who says, Ben, you, me, and Paul need to go out for a beer. We got to talk some sense into this guy. Come on, man.
Okay. All right. Yes, maybe. Maybe. Listen, yeah. It's tough when you have the feelings involved and you can't be standing outside looking in the window with no feelings about it, being able to see it maybe a little bit more clear.
Yeah. Like we said, the update kind of is going to make you want to pull your hair out. But, you know, I mean, that's what we're here for, right?
It comes from a place of love, though, Paul.
Yes, it does.
We're all invested now in your life and your happiness.
Ha! All right. So, yeah, whatever you missed, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. The entire show is will be up there a little bit later on. That's without commercials or music. You can just get the entire thing up there, or you can listen to the entire segments as well. So, whatever you do, have a great, safe Thunder weekend. Aight, Ben?
Oh, yes. Thunder. Thunder, thunder, thunder.
Yeah, that's...
Thunder, thunder, thunder.
There you go. That's tomorrow.
Don't go to the waterfront.
And don't go to the waterfront. Stay home. All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.